I can't believe that there are just two preseason games to go before the start of the regular season. Hello, everyone. I'm Chris McPherson, and welcome to Inside Training Camp presented by Xfinity. On Thursday night, the Eagles host the Miami Dolphins in the final home game before the regular season home opener against the Giants at Lincoln Financial Field. On today's show, we'll find out what it's like to be the new guy on the team. But first, Thursday night will mark the final time we'll see starters like Carson Wentz before the regular season opener in Washington. Our Eagles insider Dave Spadaro caught up with offensive coordinator Frank Reich to find out what must happen between now and September 10th to get the offense on track.
Hello, everyone, and welcome Eagles training camp here at the NovaCare Complex. Insider Dave Spadaro with you and with offensive coordinator Frank Reich. How are you?
Hi, Dave.
Period of time here at training camp. Interesting time. Critical third week. In the big picture, Frank, what does this week mean?
Well, you know, it's in the preseason, it's what everything is geared toward. You're tuning up, going through all your pregame stuff. The starters get more and more reps. They play more and more in the third preseason game. So you want to get things tuned up, and you want to go out and you want to have a good show the third week.
The game plan, though, it's not indicative of the plays that you call on Thursday night, not indicative necessarily of what we'll see September 10th against Washington.
You just can't do that. I mean, there's no point in showing too much. You know, you want to go out and start the year positive. You don't want to show anything. You don't want to show your hand at all, you know. And as coaches, you get a little paranoid. So you want to save your best stuff and then go execute it in week one against Washington.
I think we're 16, 17 days away from the opener here, Frank. It's going to come quickly. What happens between now and then to really tighten everything up?
Well, you know, when we go in Thursday night, you know, the starters are going to play the most that they've played in any preseason game. So they get a chance to get a little bit of a rhythm. Still not a whole game. It's still a small sample size, but it is a good step. And then from there, that fourth week, really the starters don't play for the most part. And we're getting ready for Washington while everybody else is kind of getting ready to play that fourth preseason game. So it's all eyes pointed towards Washington after Thursday night. And get ready for that opener.
How is it going as far as the skill position people that you brought in, Torrey and Alshon and LeGarrette, bringing them up to speed and doing it the Eagles way?
I think it's been good. I mean, I think those guys, to their credit, they're all good. They're all good guys. You know, they all want to learn. They're all embraced the role of doing it the Eagles way, you know, the way coach and the way that we want it done. So that's been good. The way they've been performing on the field has been solid, and I think that's just going to grow as the games unfold.
Finally, Frank, your level of expectation for this Eagles offense come September 10?
You know, obviously we want to have high expectations. We do have high expectations. I mean, you know, I feel really good about how our players up front. We got a really good offensive line. We got the quarterback that we want. We brought in the skill players. The running back by committee thing, it works well for us. So our expectations are high, but really what we want to focus on is the process of grinding it out. It's a long season. You keep those high expectations, but you got to immerse yourself in the day-to-day process, and that's how you get the best results to get the expectations that you want.
Frank Reich, Dave Spadaro from a steaming NovaCare Complex. We thank you for joining us here, the Eagles, in game number 3 of the preseason against Miami on Thursday night at Lincoln Financial Field.
A big part of the offense will be wide receiver Alshon Jeffrey, who signed a 1-year deal this past offseason to be the go-to weapon for Carson Wentz in the pass game. A former second-round selection and Pro Bowl choice during his 5 years with the Chicago Bears, Jeffrey ranks 9th in the entire NFL in receiving yards since 2013. He is the subject of the latest edition of In Focus.
It's a great day. I just want to say thank you to the Eagles organization, Mr. Lurie, Howie, Coach Peterson. I'm glad to be a part of such a great organization, the culture. So I can't wait to get started. I'm excited.
Alshon Jeffrey, wide receiver. I think I'm bringing physical presence to the Eagles offense. And as we would say, take the top off as a receiver. So, I mean, we're going to bring some physicality to Philadelphia this year. Being introduced with Torrey the first day together is great. Because, I mean, Torrey coming from a winning organization, he know what it takes to win the Super Bowl. So he also can just talk to not only me, but the younger guys. Torrey's a great teammate, great guy. I mean, fun. He just someone everybody loves to be around.
You never wait till the first guy gets to the end. There it is. Good. Fast hands.
The opportunity to play with Coach Grohl again, I mean, it's huge for me because, I mean, it means a lot. My second year in the league, went to the Pro Bowl. We was out in Hawaii together. So it's only right that we reconnect and possibly, hopefully, win us a Super Bowl. I just tell the young guys, just me being an old guy now, just tell them just focus, take one day at a time, and just keep working, and just listen to what the coaches tell you. And if it's something that I see or another veteran see, we just talk to them. But other than that, I just tell them, guys, let me just work hard, just compete every day.
Hop, right down, here, 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 come on. That's it, right there, hat in front, strike, right? Good, good, hit the shoulder.
Being around Carson this offseason, just working, always communicating, just texting each other, just watching a little film. He's a great leader, great teammate, great guy. Everyone loves to be around him. He's focused, he's competitive, he wants to win. Watching Carson week two of last year playing for the Bears, I thought he did some great things. He made some great throws, some great plays with his feet. So the sky's the limit for him.
Alshon loves what the Eagles are building in Philadelphia, and the way the team welcomes players is a big part of that. What makes Philadelphia's approach so special? Find out after this break.
Don't overpay for your diamonds. For more than 30 years, Golden Nugget Jewelers has been cutting and polishing the most beautiful, ethical diamonds in the world and selling them at factory direct prices. We are proud to be the only authorized dealer in Philadelphia for Tacori, Garagio, and Michael M.
And a proud partner of the Philadelphia Eagles.
Check out our 5-star reviews online, then visit us on Jewelers Row and see why we sell more loose diamonds than any other retailer in the tri-state area. Golden Nugget Jewelers, where Philly gets engaged.
He's found the end zone over 17 times. Today, he is a professional football watcher because he has NFL Red Zone from NFL Network on Xfinity. Become a pro fan only with Xfinity. Don't wait. Click today.
Ryan McLeod joined the Eagles in the 2015 offseason after 4 years in St. Louis. Torrey Smith, meanwhile, signed with the Eagles this past offseason after stints in Baltimore and San Francisco. In the latest episode of Unscripted, presented by AAA, we provide an all-access look at the win over the Bills, while also showing why there's no place like Philadelphia.
Know what I'm saying? Vegas pool party right here, baby. You know what I'm saying? Know what I'm saying? Vegas pool party right here. We lit. This is that pool party, Vegas pool party, the warm-up. You know what I'm saying? The warm-up.
I mean, when you're coming into a new team, it's definitely difficult. You got to get used to the players, the coaches, kind of just the new guy on the block.
Come on. I bring the juice, man.
The process for me coming in, being a new guy, has been very smooth. The biggest thing is it's just new personalities, new people. And I mean, I've been in the league long enough. I know what things are supposed to look like. And with the new team, it's always an adjustment period. And I don't think the adjustment period could have been any easier for me.
I'm glad it's year two for me now. I'm very comfortable with everybody and very excited to be here in Philly. And look forward to, you know, many Sundays at the Link.
Hey.
My experience here so far, I feel like Philadelphia has the winning culture that you want. The vibe in the locker room, the relationship with the coaches and the players, and from the top to the bottom, you know, it has the right feel, and special things happen, you know, when everyone's on the same page and you actually get it done on Sundays.
Every single play, you got to take it. Line up, dominate. Every single play, man. Whatever your role is, dominate to the fullest. And I'm telling you, man, we're going to go out here. We're going to show out on these boys today. Let's go, man. We're in the link.
Sure,
this our house, man. What you do at your crib? You party. Let's go, man.
Preseason games, they don't count towards your record, but, they help out a lot. You get to go against, different teams, different schematics, and see how your team's looking up to date. you know, throughout training camp, we're battling one another, but it's good just to see how we match up versus different opponents. So I think, you know, we did well with the starters, but, you know, we need to continue to work and get better before we get this thing going.
Wentz is coming. Taylor has it knocked in the air. It's picked off. Kendricks has it at the Bills' 10-yard line.
He's being flushed. He is firing downfield, and it's intercepted. And running with the football is Darby. He gives it off to Clement. Up the middle they go. Touchdown.
Speed, power, and he will stick his nose in there.
Here we go. Skip one. Smartest man up first. Don't drop it below your waist. Go. That's not physical enough. Let's go now. You got your mind right? Let's go. Good, Tori. Good. Nice and flat, right? Good. Good.
For me, playing with Coach Groh, you know, it's been awesome. He teaches us the big picture. He's very detailed. He's very demanding, and he's going to get the best out of us each and every day. So it's pretty cool. It's kind of came full circle because I've known Coach Groh since I was like 14 years old. So it's pretty cool for him to be my coach, and, you know, he's a great one.
Really, I learned a lot from this past year. You know, the Philadelphia community really embraces you here, and, you know, they love their team. So my theory is, you know, when they're not talking about you, then you have something to worry about. But, you know, I love playing here in Philadelphia.
Living in this area has been special for me. You know, just the city, the whole vibe. You know, I played in Baltimore and San Francisco, two of the most well-respected fan bases in the league. But, I mean, there's been nothing like this. They want to win. We want to win, too. So we know what we represent. It's important for us to go out there and give it our best, which we will do.
The Eagles and the Miami Dolphins do battle at 7 p.m. on Thursday. Our live coverage begins with a kickoff show presented by Exalta at 6:30 p.m. Then Eagles fans all across the country can watch the game on NFL Network or NBC 10 if you're in the Philadelphia region. Until then, I'm Chris McPherson, and thank you for joining us on this edition of Inside Training Camp presented by Xfinity. Have a great Eagles Day, everyone.